1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything. That's the point of the program. Of course, we'll also bring stuff to the table to discuss with you and to start things out here tonight. Mark, you've got a piece about the news media, specifically old media in the format of the 24-hour cable news networks that became popular in the 1990s with, I believe it was like 89 or 90, somewhere around there when CNN, the cable news network, came into existence.
There was CNN Headline News, and I think it was before 89. I used to listen, you know, I used to watch it when I was, you know, a kid.
Oh, really?
And I have a very distinctive break in my life to be able to tell when, you know, 1989 ended.
Because you were in prison.
I was in prison, right. So
you're right. It was 1980 for CNN.
Yeah. So I remember watching that. You would watch that and feel like I'd, in a half an hour, they would cycle through the whole news cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, much more, I don't know, and fast, hard-hitting and fast at the time. But anyway, you know, sometimes we get preachy here on Free Talk Live. We talk about things. We want to get messages across to people. Here I'm actually looking for messages from people. And this is a post from Conrad, and I think I put it on our Facebook page. But anyway, his statement here is, the reason that there's no news on the news channels is the same reason there's no music on MTV. It simply gets higher ratings when they talk about Paris Hilton's sex tape or whatever the kids are talking about these days.
Mm-hmm.
And just as I was reading this, I was, you know, watching CNN, and they had some of this inanity that they put on during the day. You know, I mean, that's the time that I can watch news, and sometimes I'll turn it on at different times of the day. It's not like it stays on all the time. But it was one of these things like, what are moms packing for lunch these days? I mean, it was really just inanity.
Wow.
I mean,
okay.
Nothing that really mattered much.
Not something that's going to keep you attuned to a commercial break.
Well,
or through one.
This is his statement. I think it's very interesting. So he says, you know, whatever the kids are talking about these days, and when they cover real, complicated, frustrating, divisive news, you know, it gets divisive. The best divide is Democrat or Republican, because you're guaranteed a large share to agree with you. The truth is, however, complex and nuanced, and you don't get such a clean division of people. And it's a hell of a lot easier to turn someone away than to get them to enjoy you. So see also the cost of gaining versus keeping a customer. And, you know, that immediately spoke to me, because it is significantly easier to provide customer service to a customer and keep a customer than it is to find a new person and attempt to provide customer service to them and in order to bring them on board. I mean, you have – it's a – you know, that is a surefire hallmark of a bad business if it is easier for you to get new customers than it is to retain old ones. So you know, I think it's very interesting. I mean, the CNN has been taking it on the chin in ratings. Fox has not been doing great in ratings. I haven't seen anything as far as ratings from MSNBC, but their ratings stunk in the first place, from what I understand. I mean, it's not like anybody sends down cable network news ratings to me, but I get these articles the same as anybody on the internet, and you know, I can only believe what I read in the news, and it's, you know, it makes me wonder, where are all these viewers going? If they're disappearing, and they're disappearing, the numbers are staggering off CNN, something like 40% in a year, just going away. Where are they going? What are they doing?
Well, I would guess they're going to YouTube or some other internet-based medium.
It's certainly possible. I don't know. I couldn't tell you where they're going. Maybe they're going to YouTube. Maybe they're watching, you know, interesting documentaries on, you know, people that live on the Jersey Shore. I have no idea what they're doing, but they're, you know, they don't seem to be watching the cable news network. And the numbers that I saw, I went back and looked at articles. They were coming out in March, and this is high time for cable news. I mean, you know, they're talking about this is it. This is the big time, because, you know, the presidential primary was in full swing at that point in March.
Mm-hmm.
And their numbers were falling off a cliff. Where were they? I mean, just why? Why?
Well, according to, I thought I saw a headline that was in relation to this today, and I did. According to TheHill.com, the leading sources of popular news on Google's YouTube are Russia Today and Fox News, according to a study released Monday by the Pew Research Center's Project for Excellence in Journalism. Russia Today, a news network backed by the Russian government, was the top source for the most viewed news videos on the online video platform. Good for RT. I think that is fantastic news.
I think it's possible that there are mostly Ron Paul videos getting passed around by the Ron Paul people.
You are completely speculating, and you have absolutely nothing to base that on.
I know that the Ron Paul people are... I don't have absolutely nothing to base that on.
RT, why don't you go, instead of speculating, why don't you go to RT's YouTube channel, and why don't you see what their most popular videos are?
That's a good idea.
So you can actually look at that when you go to a YouTube channel. You can click on the videos of said channel and then organize it by popularity, and that will reveal. Now, obviously, the older a video is, the more likely it is to have gained more views. So if there's a video that's been there for, you know, 2 or 3 years, there's a good chance it's going to have more views than a similar video that has been there for a few months. But nonetheless, it will give you some idea of what is and is not popular. I'm not doubting Ron Paul's popular on the internet.
A lot of people are, passing those around. And
but to say that Russia Today, a video provider that puts out content around the clock, and really good content, by the way, covering a variety of different topics, is going to be number one on YouTube based solely on Ron Paul. Yeah, no.
It doesn't seem to be anything on the front page that has to do with Ron Paul. Now, I'm no expert.
Are you looking at the top videos? What's the number one video?
I clicked on top videos, and it says today that 1350 crazy Russian rope jumping, 133 people, record joint stunt video.
What I was curious about was all time, not most popular videos of the day.
I don't know. I don't even know what this means. I mean, there's ones going back here, and this I don't even know what this means. 08.06.1452. Is that when they uploaded it? There seems to be a strong preponderance of sort of crashes, stunts, and topless women.
Hell yeah, you gotta can't.
It is the internet.
gotta go where the audience is. But I thought it was interesting because
nudity and violence. Canadian students strip in protest. Clash with police. Well, who doesn't want to see that, right?
By the way, it is backed by the Russian government. That like sort of like the BBC is backed by the British government. And the Russia Today content is very anti this government in the U.S. It's very, pro-freedom in a lot of ways.
They're anti this government, and therefore they will show the point of view of people that are pro-freedom.
Right. They actually had Adam Kokesh on that channel for quite a while.
I don't think that Russia Today... I would not guess that Russia is particularly pro-freedom, but they have found a group of people that do not necessarily... that fear their government and consider their government to be a problem. And among those people are people generally that believe in more freedom and more liberty.
Right.
I think that likely the United States and the Voice of America would be doing the same, is doing the same thing over in Russia if they have the opportunity to do such a thing.
So you were looking for an answer to the question, and I'm sure this video goes here into more detail on what is and what is not popular over there. And I don't think they talk specifically about these viewers leaving cable news channels, but it seems like a no-brainer. I mean, why would you want to tune into a cable news network when you could just go and watch whatever it is you want online?
Because you don't necessarily know what the news is.
That's what there are news sites for on the internet, so you can go there.
There's tons of them, too.
Right, they will tell you what their interpretation of the news is, so whether it be Drudge Report or one of the websites for these cable news channels, because, again, CNN, Fox News, they all have extensive and detailed websites. They both have, I don't know about MSNBC, but I know CNN and Fox both have the You Report kind of channels where you can submit videos to them. So there's a bevy of content there.
Well, you're just speculating, too. You don't know where the viewers went.
You're right. I am speculating based on evidence. I mean, the fact is people turn to the internet to get their news today. That's why newspapers are dying, and it's likely why cable news channels are dying as well. 855-453, you can take control here and bring up whatever you want. And are you somebody who used to watch these channels?
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in, bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE, that's 1-855-450-3733. Maybe you want to talk about the situation facing the cable news networks, as apparently their popularity is kind of dropping somewhat significantly, according to Mark. And maybe you're somebody who used to watch one of these channels, but you don't anymore. Why? Did you move to the internet? Come on, where else are you going to go? It's not like you can get your news in a better fashion anywhere else except from, you know, maybe in a loop on the local news radio station. Maybe that could provide you with somewhat quick access news if you are in a place where you can't get news. But if you think about it, you know, if you're in your car, okay, it makes sense. Tune to radio news. That makes sense. You obviously can't. It's not a good idea to look at a telescreen while you're driving. But if you're your home or the office, someplace where a television screen would be, most people have the internet right there too. So why would they choose cable news networks over that? If you want to enlighten us as to your thoughts on this, 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin is an online currency, and it has a lot of advantages that sort of the traditional online money exchange systems don't have. It is statistically impossible. It is mathematically impossible for anybody to interfere with your, trading of money back and forth when it comes to bitcoins. There's no way to even know necessarily that they're paying you money. It's just not possible. You could be completely anonymous with bitcoins if you know how to do it. And this could be very frustrating for the government. For instance, Amazon. Amazon grosses $38 billion per year. Now, certainly online purchases are higher than that, but Amazon is a big company, and you just look at that. So just consider that when it comes to online purchases. And gambling is a $30 billion a year industry online. Online gambling is a $30 billion a year industry. If bitcoins was used as the market cap for either one of these situations, it's currently worth a little over $8. It broke through the $8 barrier today. I guess it's not a barrier because it had been through $8 before, but it broke above $8 today. And if it was if all Amazon purchases were in bitcoins, bitcoins would be worth $5,400 a bitcoin. That's a big increase from $8. And if all online gambling was done in bitcoins, $4,300. Bitcoins have a lot of potential, and I'm really impressed with them. You can go find out more at weusecoins.org. That'll get you started in your journey down the finding out about bitcoins. It's well worth studying up and finding out about, because bitcoins are going to change the internet and change the world. And you can get your bitcoins by going to bitinstant.com. Bitinstant.com has had tremendous monthly growth month after month. I've got a chart here, and I wish the Free Talk Live was growing like that. And you can get your bitcoins there at bitinstant.com. I've met the guys, and they're trustworthy. So it's bitinstant.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. Mark, I'm not sure how you went to look at the RT videos and got the and claimed that the highest viewed videos were bikini related or whatever else you said. What was it? Bikinis and
stunts,
extreme
and
sports?
Explosions.
I don't know how you got that information, okay. But you're completely wrong.
No.
The top viewed video out of the 16,730 videos on RT's YouTube channel is Japan earthquake helicopter aerial footage with over 22.8 million views.
That's a lot.
Second place, 21.6 million views. The Golden Voice, a Golden Voice homeless man finds work in the radio business. Japan earthquake, video number 3. Tsunami waves, 4. More tsunami waves, 5. More tsunami waves, and mostly tsunami-related videos here of footage. Kid dies falling from Ferris wheel with nearly 10 million videos.
How awful.
And no Ron Paul whatsoever on this list of top videos. So just wanted to strike that one down, the idea that RT's popularity is somehow built off of Ron Paul.
Okay, that would have been what I would have thought.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. I happen to be a fan of RT. I think it's a great, it's a very good product. It's something that is...
Is it an instance of government working?
You know, that's an interesting question, Mark. I think that when governments fight one another, in this case it's a war of information, not a war of violence. I kind of like it when they get all entangled with one another, and this is essentially the Russian government's attempt at undermining the news situation here in this country, where the news networks are lapdogs for the U.S. government.
There is room for undermining here. I think that they wouldn't be able to exploit something that wasn't exploitable. And what's not exploitable here in the United States is, nobody's telling a certain side of the story, and that side of the story is hey, look, government's incompetent. Compared to the marketplace, government's incompetent. Yeah, they can get some things done. And in the case of RT, they're able to throw enough money at what is essentially a psyop, I guess. This is an intelligence work, so they don't really care about making something profitable, right?
There's also more information here on this Pew study from TheHill.com about people watching news videos online. Remember how I had said that Russia Today was number one for news sources as far as people watching a news product from television online. Fox News was number two. However, the study found that more than half of the videos that were attributed to Fox were actually posted by individuals rather than the news channel itself. Pew observed the videos that YouTube users posted from Fox were clearly meant to highlight and criticize controversial comments made by the channel's pundits or guests. So a lot of the Fox News clips that are popular out there aren't actually on Fox's channel.
That's interesting.
According to this study, they are the ones that people have clipped out from Fox and sort of reposted. Like, I don't know if you've seen the Mox News channel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's certain channels that kind of keep an eye on Fox and other news channels and report when they misreport. So that's apparently a lot of the calculations that are going into why Fox is so well viewed. Let's go to Daryl listening in Hampton, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Yes, I heard you guys talking about the news thing. And the thing
yes,
is,
sir.
I had, you know, watching Fox News when it first came out, and then it got really kind of, they quit really reporting as neutral as they used to. And plus that they talk about how they will re-report each side, but during the elections, they would only talk about the two major parties and never mention the alternative parties like they did when they first started. Then I canceled my cable TV because I wasn't going to pay $80 a month for my kids to watch one TV channel.
And to watch what? I'm sorry?
One TV channel.
One TV channel.
So,
yeah,
so Fox News was Fox News was your only channel that you watch?
Fox News channel I watch for news. CNN would watch because they had some little bit better international coverage. And then I would watch, like, History Channel, Discovery Channel, because I like Mythbusters. You know, they blow things up.
How long has it been now since you've been without cable television?
Actually, it's only been, like, a few months, whereas I was out without it for about 3 or 4 months before, got it back, and went, you know what, this is a bad idea. I just got rid of it again.
So, yeah, at this point, what you're a few months out, are you like, how do you feel about that?
I feel fine. I mean, I don't miss anything. I got too much other stuff I got to do. Walking with single dad, watching two boys, and then, you know, going to school again to increase my knowledge in the computer field. You know, that's a little bit more better than, you know, watching some stupid TV show on cable TV.
Right. Yeah. Get rid of the cable television, and all of a sudden you've got more free time on your hands. Hey, thanks for the call, Daryl. I appreciate your story tonight at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want. Bath salts are banned. That's the news coming up.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us whatever you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. A lot of the features there, we give them away. In fact, everything that you can access through the website is free. There are a few bonuses you'll get if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier, like you can do over at amp.freetalklive.com. That'll tell you more about the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month via any major credit card through PayPal, or use your Visa or MasterCard right on our website, and Free Talk Live will take that cash and turn it into more radio stations. It's got a new station on board.
It's like magic.
Yep, coming on board soon in, Arkansas, coming soon. Also, another station in Florida as well. So we'll tell you more about those after they start. I don't like to jinx them announcing them in advance. So again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Your dollars make a big difference for Free Talk Live, and it helps get the ideas of freedom out to more people. Plus, you get perks.
Apparently not the ideas of rational thought.
What do you mean by that?
Jinx them by coming out and talking about them.
All I know is, Mark, I don't like looking bad if something goes wrong.
I'm with you on that. That's an entirely different reason.
That's not jinx.
That's not jinxing, no.
True. Well, whatever you want to call it. 855-450-FREE is our number here. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up for the AMP program there. And by the way, those toll-free numbers are brought to you by Jason Osborne and SACL CAI.
That's right. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you got into whatever business you got into, in order to do that business and not to handle accounts receivable and collections and all those things, SACL CAI can do it for you. We've been friends with Jason Osborne. He's been a big supporter of Free Talk Live for many years now, and he's really one of the reasons that Free Talk Live is around. And please do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. SACL CAI's banner is at the top of the right hand side of the page at freetalklive.com. You can go there and check it out.
We've been talking about cable news, and Mark, you said that apparently the cable news channels have been dropping off in popularity as of late. And we've been talking about some of the possible reasons for that. It seems pretty obvious to me that the reason is the internet and its most easily accessible content that can be customized to your preferences. I mean, that's why people are leaving the old media to go to the internet because it's much easier to customize your experience. Now, of course, there's something to be said for having someone pick a song for you or someone else pick a news story for you, have an editor out there. I think there's still some level of appreciation that people have for not knowing, you know, what's going to come their way. But all that said,
but they have news channels like YouTube channels and stuff you can watch, right?
Where sure, like RT.
Somebody will provide the news for you in the same fashion.
They do, and of course RT has that as well. Russia Today, with I think they upload a new video like every hour to their website. I mean, there's constantly something going up there. I mean, that's just their YouTube channel. Of course, they've still got streaming and all of that. But I think what's also interesting when you look at cable news is how, and the Pew study touched on this as being reported over at thehill.com, how YouTube users are playing a key role in shaping the news agenda. People are not only creating video footage that's being used by professional news organizations, they are also actively sharing news videos produced by professionals that they consider powerful, the study said. So
now,
what you see
also, as I understand, bloggers have been a major news source for bloggers have broken more stories recently than anybody would have guessed.
Right.
I mean, I don't have any numbers on it in front of me. But.
And the big news guys will use these internet sources as something to report on.
That's the reason they like Twitter.
They'll feature, yeah, there's Twitter, and they'll feature, you know, a YouTube video of something viral. They'll feature something viral on their newscasts. So really what you're seeing is the phenomenon of the major news media essentially becoming followers of the internet media, of the independent media. And, of course, they probably hate that they have to do this, but it's, you know, it's what they have to do because they can't originate the news anymore. They can't be the first on the scene. They can't beat the decentralization that comes with the marketplace. Sure, they still have the reputation. They still have the, you know, the name recognition that is going to carry them for quite a ways. But on the other hand, and they're
looking for profits quarter on quarter, not decade on decade. And this is one of the problems is they're not, you know, they're cutting budgets and needing more people on the ground, and then they get more people on the ground, they get more of their news from there. So this is a cycle. So then the people up high are saying, "Well, we need to make more profits.
We got
to
get news somewhere.
Cut more people, and so we can just get our stuff off the ground." And they've been doing that, and it's this cycle, and it over time it would probably kill them.
So let's go to the phones here. And speaking of news items that hit first on the internet, I don't even know if this has hit in mainstream publications or mainstream sources. Maybe Stephen does know. Stephen is on the line calling from New York. He's the guy who, if you've been to FreeKeen.com today, you saw the video of him being arrested in Asbury Park, which, as we discussed recently on the program, is the location where the city councilor, former city councilor, this old bat, she decided that she wanted to encourage the city to begin enforcing a swimsuit ordinance, which actually bans people from wearing swimsuits while on the boardwalk in Asbury Park. Apparently, Asbury Park is considered part of the Jersey Shore, so to give you some idea of where this was taking place. And Stephen, you and a number of other activists from around the region came and converged on this location in swimsuits. And I predicted in advance that no arrests would be made, and I was absolutely wrong. You ended up being taken away in handcuffs. What was the scene like?
The scene started out friendly enough when I got there. There was an officer around who was trying to harass us, saying that we were playing our music too loud. And basically, we couldn't have free speech if it was amplified. So the officer was getting really frustrated with the organizers because he was unable to stop us legally. But they calmed him down enough. When Adam Kokesh started speaking, he was basically poking a bear. So he was getting very frustrated. And when I was asked to display my Borat thong, he arrested me for indecent exposure.
So for folks that haven't seen the Borat film, how would you describe this swimsuit?
Not functional as a swimsuit.
Let me see if I can.
If you could take a song, a men's song, and stretch it up over your arm, over your shoulders, then you would have the Borat thong.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
With a slight problem of that, if you're standing up straight, it works fine. However, if you bend over as you did in the video, it loses all of its stretchiness and has the ability at that point to kind of hang down a little bit to where someone who was looking, like this cop, who was apparently checking out your package, was he happened to be looking at your crotch area when you bent over to, I believe, take your shorts off so you could display the thong for Adam while he was pointing you out in the crowd. And it was at this moment that apparently the officer caught an eyeful of your genitalia and decided to put you under arrest. I mean, it was really nothing more than a wardrobe malfunction. It was nothing more than a brief flash of any, you know, if you could say anything was shown, it was nothing more than just the briefest of flashes. It certainly wasn't.
The same thing that happens whenever a man wears a bathing suit and crosses his legs, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, it just happens.
So that's what you did. You were just kind of showing your swimsuit off to the cameras and the crowd, and you weren't expecting to get arrested, right?
No, I was not expecting to get arrested, no.
So tell me more about your experience.
Well, after I got arrested, I usually look up laws when I go to protest just so I don't wind up in any trouble. Since I'm in the Navy, it's not appropriate to get arrested for, you know, random things. So I knew about the resisting arrest laws and stuff like that. So as soon as I got into handcuffs, I shut up and just complied because I don't need any more trouble than I was already in.
Right. Yeah. The cops are always looking for a reason to make things worse for you. So if they can determine that you've refused to follow some sort of an order while in their custody, they will then charge you with a resisting charge, which makes, yeah, as you said, it could be another year in jail just for that. So so you pretty much walked over to the police car, and I believe they put you in the back of it, and the video cuts off somewhere around that point. So if you could tell us a little bit more about what happened, I'd love to keep you on board here.
They drove me to...
Well, hang on for one moment. We'll bring you back here in a moment. And more with Stephen. He was there at the Asbury Park swimsuit protest, where people weren't arrested for wearing swimsuits because the city actually repealed the ordinance. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot
resign
to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa. Hey.
Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video or audio while in this office.
No, I have work today. This is you and me. Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you there, they are all completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And once again, our number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to go right back to your calls. And coming up, we'll share some emails with you, plus the situation that involves a toe sucker. We'll explain what that's all about here in a little bit. But first, Stephen is with us listening in New York. And Stephen, you had taken a little trip to New Jersey, to the Jersey Shore. Asbury Park is the place. There was a city ordinance or town ordinance that had forbade the use of bathing suits on the boardwalk, and this is an old ordinance, been in place for a long time, but a former city councilor who was, I believe, in her late 70s had decided that she wanted to encourage the city to enforce this ordinance, and there was a big hubbub made regarding it, made national news, and it resulted in Eddie Free, who's somebody who's called this show a number of times and has been involved in civil disobedience in the past, like with the Jefferson Dance Party in D.C., where he and a number of others were arrested for dancing silently at the Jefferson Memorial. Eddie Free called this meeting, called this gathering of activists to come to Asbury Park to wear swimsuits on the boardwalk. And I was critical in advance, saying that this was kind of silly civil disobedience because the law actually isn't being enforced. It was not being enforced. It was an old law on the books. The old bat lady that wanted to bring the law back around, she wanted it to become enforced, but pretty much everybody ignored what she had to say, including the town's mayor and the police chief. They made public statements in the news saying, we're not enforcing this. We will not be enforcing.
Well, I like the fact that they brought the protest brought pressure to the city council in order to repeal the law.
Actually, it was repealed before the protest went into effect. Stephen, is it your opinion that it was the protest that was a factor in why the law was repealed?
Absolutely.
Really?
They did repeal it beforehand, but they knew about the protest, which is what brought it to their attention.
Oh, interesting. I thought it was in the news prior to that. You're saying that the protest brought it to their attention?
In the city council, the old woman talked about it, but it specifically referenced the article previous that said there is going to be a civil disobedience rally on the boardwalk, and that's why the law was repealed.
Interesting. Well, that is good to know, then, if that's the case. But I figured, well, that's that. You know, I actually didn't even know they'd repealed the law. All I had seen in advance was that they just weren't going to enforce it. And so I figured, well, this is not going to be much of a civil disobedience rally if you're breaking a law that's not actually being enforced, although technically it would have been civil disobedience. But it ended up being that somebody did get arrested, and that person was you. You had a Borat thong on, and accidentally there was a bit of a slip. And a cop who was apparently staring at your crotch decided to arrest you because, you know, he might have seen a little bit of your genitalia for literally half a second. And you were then being walked to the police car. You were very obedient with the police because it sucks to get extra charges like resisting arrest when you were originally just trying to, you know, be civilly disobedient in one way. Of course, in your case, you weren't trying to be civilly disobedient. But what happened when they took you to the police car? Did you actually get taken down to the station and processed?
I didn't get processed, but they made a complaint at the police station for me to come back to court. Because if I would have got processed, I would have had to wait for a bail hearing and all of that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But at the police station, when they were searching my bag, they pulled out my military ID, and they decided to take me really easy. Which is kind of weird, because when you get arrested on a beach, you're wearing a swimsuit, and they don't know, like, class or anything. So usually people don't harass people in business suits. But
it's true, or military uniforms either.
Right. So
they treated you differently because you were in the military?
Sure they did, man.
I do believe so, yeah.
In what way did they treat you differently? I mean, how did that change from one moment to the next?
Well, they were about to handcuff me to the bench to wait to process, and then they said that, no, take the handcuffs off of them. So from then on, I was basically free to walk around wherever they wanted to put me.
I see. And so you were processed and charged with what, lewd and lascivious, or what was the actual charge? Indecent exposure?
The charge reads.
And do we know if it's a misdemeanor charge?
It's or disorderly persons, which is New Jersey equivalent of a misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. Says within the jurisdiction of this court, did expose himself to a law enforcement officer by revealing his genital to said officer, knowing that this was likely to be observed by other non-consenting persons. Would be affronted or alarmed.
And the charge is disorderly person, so it's effectively a disorderly conduct charge, not an indecent exposure charge.
I think that's a good thing.
Disorderly persons is like New Jersey class of misdemeanor. That's what misdemeanor is.
I see.
Misdemeanor problem.
Right. Okay. I mean, most of the time I'm familiar with, the law that you're being charged under having a title. And so I guess exposure is part of the disorderly person's statutes in New Jersey.
Yes.
Okay. And so you're looking at possibly a year in jail over this. Do you have a criminal history?
No criminal history. 6 months in jail, up to $1,000 fine.
What is it that your intentions are here? Are you going to take this to trial?
If they charge me, I will have no choice, but I don't expect them to charge me since they will be unable to prove the three aspects of the law.
Yeah.
And the three aspects are what again?
The inappropriate behavior has to be for the purpose of sexual arousal, and it has to be intentional, and it has to be in public.
Yeah, well, it certainly wasn't intentional. It was in public. But it certainly wasn't for the purpose of sexual arousal. Would the idea be that you are supposed to be arousing the viewer with your exposure?
Right.
I see.
So
that Borat thong is really something else.
I was just going to say I generally get aroused when I see a man in that thong.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous what they did to you there. And I thought it was also interesting that they basically swung in extra officers from kind of around the periphery. You mentioned that if you watch the video, it's over at freekeen.com, where you can see it. And, of course, there are multiple videos because there are a bunch of activists there, so inevitably a bunch of them had video cameras, which, of course, is always a good thing. But the main officer, who was the guy that you were talking about that was just kind of lurking around, kind of talking to people, trying to get them to stop using amplified sound equipment and things like that, this is the officer that claims he saw your penis and then proceeds to arrest you. But then there were at least two other officers that just kind of swooped in with, like, tactical T-shirts on to assist him in peacefully walking you to his police car. How many officers were kind of out and about in at least identifiable uniform that day?
Oh, I saw at least 10 during the day, just on the boardwalk.
And how many of them were kind of lurking around the group of swimsuit wearers?
Officer Casey, the arresting officer, was lurking pretty hard. The rest
apparently
of the people, the junior officers, were just around waiting for something to happen. In the video, like, as soon as he approached me in the handcuff, the guy is already walking over. He's, like, right there.
Yeah, so it was kind of weird. I mean, it was like, you know, I guess they don't have anything better to do in Asbury Park, New Jersey.
It was a protest, and generally when you announce to the law enforcement that there's going to be a protest, they're going to have people out there in force. They don't know what protest means. You know, to them, protest, Kent State, bottle throwing, we got to be there. And so they don't know, you know, what they're dealing with. It seems to me that this officer took things a little too far. The fact is that anybody, you know, taking off their pants to with their bathing suit underneath could possibly have some kind of revealing situation go on. Yeah. I don't think it's that big of a deal. And, you know, to arrest somebody. I mean, what if a woman's top or bottom or whatever got washed away in the waves down there? I mean, is this guy wandering around looking at everybody's junk, making sure that there's none of it's revealed?
What about the women who take their tops off to suntan?
I don't know. I mean, maybe the flesh beneath the little strings is too revealing. I don't know.
Technically, breasts aren't genitalia, correct?
That's true. But in the state's laws vary, do they not?
Well, sir, I mean, yeah, I think there are laws in some places against being a topless woman. But I don't know if that's the case in Asbury Park. So, Stephen, you said you are going to go ahead and take this to trial if they continue forth with it, but you're expecting that they are going to drop the charge, the prosecutor?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, keep us in the loop, will you, if something interesting develops in your case. I wish you the best of luck, and hopefully it won't come back to bite you as far as the military is concerned.
All right. Well, thanks.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And, again, the video is over at freekeen.com. Now, there is somebody out there that knows a lot about interacting with the police. He's Pete Ayer from copblock.org, and he is on the line with us calling from Austin. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's up, Ian? Good to be with y'all.
Hey, have you seen any of this footage from Asbury Park with the Borat swimsuit arrest?
No, this is actually the first I heard. I've been offline a little bit, run around, but it sounds pretty ridiculous.
It absolutely is. I posted one of them over at Free Keens. You can check it out when you get a chance. But I know that you've been running around. You've actually been down at the Peaceful Streets Project down in Austin, where over 100, I think 100 video cameras were purchased for locals who are going to use them to hold the police accountable. And I know that you're into that over at copblock.org. So you went down to support them and give a speech, I think, or some sort of a presentation. So I'm sure you're going to tell us about your experience here in a moment, what's going on down in Austin, because it's, I think, exciting and hopefully something that other people can duplicate in their area. So stick with us, Pete. We'll bring it back here in hour number two. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.